from the sublime abode of the Potala, O Tar, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha, Akshama, the Buddhas of the three times. Tar, please come with your attendants. The gods, the demigods, bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to your mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. You want to do it in English or Tibetan? What's that? Page 192. What did Brian say? Okay. Okay. Om Jetsima Pama Droma La Chatselo Chaso Droma Nyama Pamo Cheni Kechilo Dantama Chiten Sungin Chuke Shergi Kesa Jewale Nishuma Chaso Tunke Dawakuntu Kawa Gani Chepe Shema Kama Tonta Tsopa Nyamki Raptu Chewe Urda Parma Chatsu Sanyo Chune Keki Peme Chani Nampa Gema Chimpa Tsundu Katu Shiva Sipa Samten Chu Yinima Chatsu Deshi Shepe Tsukto Tayu Nampa Gewa Chema Malu Paro Chimpa Tope Kewe Seki Shun Tu Tema Chatsu Tutara Hum Yige Tudan Chodan Nanka Gama Chiten Jumpo Shaki Nente Lupa Mepa Gupa Numa Chatsu Gishi Mela Tsampa Luna Luna Natsu Manchu Chema Shumpo Rola Diza Namda Nujin Soki Dunetama Chatsu Tache Jatan Peki Pero Toko Rabdu Shoma Yekum Yukyam Zaki Nente Neba Trupa Shintu Barma Chatsu Ture Shikpa Chempo Tuki Pawa Nampa Choma Chuke Shani Tone Dense Tawo Tanche Malu Soma Chatsu Kuncho Sun Son Chage Soma Tuka Nampa Gemma Malu Choki Kolu Gempe Ranki Uki Tson Nantuma Chatsu Raptu Gawa Jipe Ugen Uki Tenwa Pema Sepa Rasa Tutarai Tudan Jin Tenwa Dutema Chatsu Sashi Kyonwe Tsona Tansu Gupa Numanima Tonu Yowe Yike Humki Pompa Tanche Nampa Duma Chatsu Dawe Dumbu Ugen Kempa Tanche Shintu Barma Kone Upa Mela Tapa Shintu Ura Tema Chatsu Tewe Teme Meta Parwe Tewe Unanema Yake Yunkun Kune Koge Doi Puni Nampa Shoma Chatsu Sajene La Chagi Chegi Nunchin Shaki Duma Tonu Chamsu Yike Hongi Kempa Dumpa Nagi Kema Chatsu Dema Gema Shima Nenan Deshi Chuyi Nima Soha Omda Yanda Tempe Tipa Chenpo Jompa Nima Chatsu Kune Korakawe Tsuyu Yampa Gema Yige Chupe Nani Kus Tipa Humle Roma Nima Chatsu Ture Shani Depe Hungi Nante Sabu Nima Vira mandara dambise Siten sumna yowanima Chatsu la yitso yinampe Vida tachin chananama Tara nishu pe kikike Tunana mala lupe nisuma Chatsu la yitso nangepo Bada miyanchi itema Kune gocha gawe shike Tsuda milanampa sema Chase nima dawa gepe, cheni pola ura sema, hara nisho tutarai, shintu dra porimne sema, chase deni sumnam kurpe, siji tu da yanda tema, danta rola nishon sama, chompa chure la chini ma. Che wenya kite paji don cha che weni nu shu cha chi. Okay, page 190. Prayer of the Penitents. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, we grant it all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. This prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times. It will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. Wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So if you turn to the little booklet, if you haven't gotten the Lama Tsongkhapa booklet, it's at the on the table in the aisle. And turn to page 7. We'll start with the invocation. Page 7. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful hymns, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curds, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect colors of light, supreme seal of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of fortune once. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you is meaning, to see, hearing, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans and clouds of offerings. I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whenever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from the beginning of time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and firmly confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. And the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy Jetson Gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the object to be seduced. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Bodhisattva to shine forever. Now turn to page 13, and you'll see the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's recite that to ourselves 20 times, and then the 21st time, I'll lead you in the recitation. Me may say Turn to page 21. Let's read the second verse of the dedication. In all my life, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path paved by the victorious one. So please turn to page 97 in the Gold Prayer Book. 97. And let's chant the short mandala at the bottom, and then we'll turn the page and do the request to turn the wheel of Dhamma immediately after. Saji Pani Su.
Good evening. Oh, welcome back to enlightenment. So this trailings, this topic is related to the Lamrim, part of the Lamrim we just finished. Part of the Lamrim we just finished the trailing. So there's four different orders. No order, there's two orders based on the two order based on how to get out of samsara. There's two orders. One is order, then another one's go reverse order. Reverse order. Then there's two order that how we enter into samsara. No, there's two different orders. How we enter into samsara. There's like order, there's also reverse order. Because of ignorance, then because of that, because of ignorance, then there's actions. And actions then now goes to, turn into second moment, turn into tendency, and goes into consciousness. So then all the rest, you know, there's six causes, you know, six results. See, there's like how to get out of this, you know, how to get out of this complications, you know, existence of complications, this is called samsara. Hmm? How to get out of there, there's like order, how is it? Order and reverse order. Hmm? So then how somebody enter into this complication world, there's like order and also reverse order, you know, this term. Hmm? So, 12 links, so this is related to the part of the session we just finished in the Lamrim. Hmm? So, this is called, you can, there's two ways to call, you can call wheel of samsara, you know, or wheel of cyclic existence. There's two ways to call wheel of samsara or wheel of, you know, cyclic existence, basically this existence. So, it shows the, how you say, it shows the two twin links. So, so now this is all. So we do have, you know, tanga. So sometimes I'm not sure everybody likes. Some people do like the tanga. So some of you all have the tanga. So maybe this is mainly for education. Hmm? So next time if somebody asks, then you can explain them. No? You can explain them. So the purpose of, you know, this wheel of cyclic existence or wheel of samsara is to understand the true nature of complications within the samsara, to understand that, and from that understanding to motivate to get out of that, you know, get out of the samsara or this, you know, the existence of this, all these complications, you know, so how to get out of there. So that's the whole purpose of Shakyamuni Buddha advising the King Uddayana to make this wheel of life. The whole purpose to understand the true nature of, you know, cyclic existence and how to get out of there. Oh, so that's the whole purpose. Oh. There's a practical level. You know, first, of course, we have to learn. So then second, then we need to think. Huh? So this wheel of life is combined with the Four Noble Truths. Buddha taught, Buddha tuned three wheels. You know, this first wheel was tuned in Varanasi. The second wheel was tuned into like vulture peaks in north part of India. That's called vulture peaks. You can visit it there. So one of the Buddhist holy sites, you can go there visit. So now only you see some rocks, no, not much. So I don't remember where I said him in the Buddha turned the third wheel. I don't remember the name of the place, but he did turn three wheels. The first wheel, main subject is Four Noble Truths. No, that was taught in Varanasi. Oh. Varanasi, there's like Vara and Nasi, there's two rivers, big rivers. So the place between that is called, named after the two rivers, you know, the Varanasi. Between Vara and Nasi, there's two big rivers. So between there's, you know, some town is called Varanasi, named after the rivers. Oh. So now, a little bit history of these 12 links, how it, you know, how 12 links, you know, like, comes into the form of art. Oh. So, a long time ago, so the kings, you know, they used to send each other, used to send gifts to, how you say, to inspire, you know, to, how you say, to show up, or I'm not sure what's the reason, but to show their wealth or their power, what they can give or something. So they're part of the traditions. The royal family, they send gift to each other, you know, if they are friends. So, adin Jabo Sukji Nimbos, Sukji Nimbos, I think Francis called Bimbisara, I'm not sure, the King Bimbisara, who used to rule in the central part of India, so received the gift of armor made out of the precious metal, or made all kinds of jewels, you know, armor, sent it by Udayana, the king that rules the, the center, opposite of the center, what do you call? We say Takob, like, from the Buddhist point of view, like, the Buddha Gaya is considered as the center of the universe, but that's probably mainly based on Buddha Dharma. You know, there's ways to define center of the universe based on map or based on, you know, like the religions. So from the Buddhist religion point of view, the Buddha Gaya, where the Shakyamuni Buddha enlightened, that place was considered as the center of the universe means universe that we live in, you know, it's not whole universe, but universe that we live in, like northern world, for example, the northern world, you know. Out of these four human worlds, this is northern world that we human live in. There's another three human realms, but our human realms is called, for example, the northern world. So in that world, the Buddha Gaya is considered as the center of the universe, you know. From the Buddhist religion point of view. So then Takob, that's like the... Foreign King Udayana. anybody watching online? Just one? Who is that? Oh, you don't know. Anyway. One person who used to watch online, she passed away 2 weeks ago. Anyway. Udayana, the foreign king, Takob usually, Uyu means center, Takob means outer, what is that? Outskirts, outskirt, outer back, outskirt, no, king that Udayana used to rule there. So he sent the gift, you know, armor made out of precious metals, and decorated with all this precious stone. So then King Bimbisara don't know what to gift him, you know, like to return. So then he went to Shakyamuni Buddha to seek consultations about what he should give. So then Buddha suggests, you know, he should give this 12-link art painting, 12-link painting. That's how the 12-link painting come to exist. So then Buddha described, so then he sent that. And the Udayana, you know, the foreign king, whatever you call foreign king, was very, very happy to receive that art, you know. So then based on that, so many people in that part of the world where he rules got a lot of benefit, you know, to gain so much knowledge about their own existence. So then how to, you know, to get out of there. So that's the history. Okay, that's the history. So maybe, Chris, can you please show the trailing? So I will try all my best to explain. Good. Oh, yeah, but did you go backward?
This button puts the
okay,
top
okay.
One there.
Okay, top one, yeah. Can you see trailing here? There's a two nature of trailing. And emptiness. This is the center of the universe. Can you move, please, Chris, can you move up a little bit up? Up. A little bit up. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's very good. So now, yeah, that's good, that's good. 16 years. So this is the center of the wheel, center of the wheel. Maybe I'll go from here to there, then they go back, okay? Something like this. So she's a chick, me, some she. Chick, me, some she, not too. So now here, the center, you see, there's a center of the wheel. This is peak hawk. Well, symbolizes fundamental conditions. Okay? Means not knowing the true nature of self. Not just any ignorance, just this particular ignorance, not knowing what is self. What is self? So this one, pig, no? Symbol of ignorance. So then the snake, no? So that there's explanations. I'm not sure, like, I've never had pigs, so I'm not sure, like, so probably nobody has, or here, you know. No, pig, the food, all the food is given to the pigs, no? So it's not like the very food that pigs eat, you know, and it becomes the cause for pigs' death. See? Understand? Because if pigs get bigger, so the more pigs eat, and then the more they become close to death, right? Used to be a long time ago, the reason people raise pigs, so then they get bigger, they go. Annual pigs, then, you know, they raise pigs for 1 year. So then, you know, in the new year, they kind of like. So the reason that pig, why, how the pig symbolize ignorance. So that, you know, not knowing the intentions of the owner, you know, owner may have, you know, not like positive intentions. The owner probably want to sell, or maybe, you know, to. Not, you know, just to be kind, or just, you know, because the poor pig has nothing to eat. It's not like that. Everything, you know. The pig not knowing the intention of the owner, not knowing the intention of, you know, feeding all the food, you know, and not knowing if food is clean or not clean, you know, not knowing. That's all ignorance, right? No, that's why the pig symbolizes ignorance, not knowing. So then the snake symbolizes anger, or you see the snake probably, you know, so I'm not sure here people, you know, like have pet snakes, you know, so people, some people, generally speaking, some people may see snakes as cute, but generally speaking, snake is kind of like scary looking, you know, so symbolize anger. So you see, when you encounter with the snakes, you know, so it's very short temper, you know, it's like ready to bite, you know. Symbolize, you know, anger. So then, this is like, anybody knows about dwarf, morning dwarf? Anybody, is there any expert here in the room? Expert of a morning dwarf? Expert. Morning dwarf. Wendy, you are expert of the morning drop? Are you expert?
I understand what you're saying.
Oh, sorry. So, morning drop, dove. Morning dove. Morning bird. Bird dove. You understand?
The morning dove. The one that goes,
ooh. Oh, yeah, exactly. Morning dove. They go, ooh, like that, yeah. Same. So, are you expert?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So, I'm asking, is there any expert about morning dove? Anyway, so, here, what is this? This is like, does it look like dove or rooster? Suppose, Mugu means it's actually the morning dove. Some probably, they are probably same. Symbolize attachment. Attachment? I'm not sure, like, rooster or morning dove, I'm not sure. So one of them, so the here, rooster, chapo. Some. Which one?
Sure. And that symbolizes desire and lust in Asia. Because they, when they mate, they go at it for a long time. So they are the symbol of lust and desire in Asia.
Just in Asia? How is that in America? In America, the rules are free from lust or how is it? Lust, how is it? Huh? Lust or lust? Lust. So they don't say attachment. I don't know.
It's a rooster, and it represents lust and desire in Asia.
Attachment. Oh, okay, that's good. In Asia. So Asia's roosters are not liberated. So, like, why it symbolize attachment? Why? Wendy King, why?
It symbolizes attachment because when a rooster mates, it goes at it for a long time and doesn't stop. So therefore, in Asia, it's a symbol of lust and desire. In the West, it's a symbol of being ready very early in the morning.
Oh, so all the rooster in the West is liberated. they are only in the... So anyway, so like you are saying long, many or many time or long?
Both.
Because anyway, so morning drop of Rusan say they probably engaged into throughout the day, engaged into sexual activity many times. That's why they symbolize attachment. So according to Wendy King, all the bird, the dwarf, and the rooster, they are other beings here in the West, liberated. So see now, this like ignorance, fundamental confusions. Anger, attachments. So, according to the root text, that supposed to taint the rooster and the snake both comes out of pig's mouth. They both comes out of pig's mouth. That's the it kind of matches the root text. Then sometimes the snake coming out of the hawk's mouth. Then the rooster coming out of the snake's mouth. Also, you can explain that painting, but it actually, they are both of them supposed to come from the hawk's mouth, okay? This is all sake of knowledge. So that means root is like fundamental conditions. And the anger and attachment causes by fundamental conditions. So that's why they are coming out of the mouth from the hawk. Hawk. This is the center of the wheel. This called sometimes they call tree poison. Tree poison. Tree poison. That's what it means. Tree poison means ignorance, anger, attachment. They call tree poison. So now you see this wheel. The second wheel. Half of them are like dark. Half of them are white, supposed to be white. Half of them are supposed to be white. I'm not sure what is this. White. That symbolizes positive karma, white symbolizes positive karma, the black symbolizes negative karma. Okay? Mm. Sometimes you see in the... Oh, we are all liberated now from samsara. Oh, very good, very good. I went now. See now, this black symbolizes negative karma, positive karma, positive karma, negative karma. Yeah. Then sometimes you see the center of the wheel, sometimes people they paint Buddha image or maybe tree, so they are not, it's not supposed to be there. You know, sometimes people they put it there, so they are not supposed to put it there. So, you know, so this is good, this, you know, this is empty, right? Is it empty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Then, this year. And I can't really see this. Very clearly. The inside here, there's a result of the positive karma. Positive karma, probably like, positive karma. This is the positive karma. Let's see what it says. Can we just go? So now I need to look here, okay? First wheel, the second wheel here, this is, this is the result, this is the result. Human realm, deva realms, you know, then all this, the result of positive karma. Then there's all this, you know, lower realm, animal realm, hell realm, all of this negative karma, result of negative karma. Oh, yeah. Kola chimasada. No. Kola nyeva lea kana chimi simjin dindu chizu kado kara yudu wangata. Lea nabu chimi dindu ngendu chizu kado nala yudu miyong kashi chimba tanda. Pasi, pasi chan, dando da ngendu, pasi chan. Ngendu su to nali yudu miyo gashi tiba teta ki dendro da ngendu pasi tse las. Okay. So, here, according to the text, it says this symbolizes the intermediate state of higher rebirth, intermediate state of lower rebirth. See? So see, first will, the second will, white symbolizes positive karma, black symbolizes negative karma. So I want to get it right, because for the sake of knowledge, that you can help. If someone asks the painting there, you can explain. So then these are all, this is like image, all the figures inside the second wheel. These symbolize the intermediate state of higher rebirth, and this symbolize intermediate state of lower rebirth called pardo between, that is a, existence between death and birth. Okay? Mm-hmm. So make sure we all get it right. The mercy of your color, chachuni, chere nando, tende yang la chini, suri mercy, doa no, you know, this is tende, now, rima, tangbo, niva, sumba, shiva, rima, shiva, fendi, is it? So, this is, So then I want to go to the maybe So now Chris, please can you move down a bit down please down. What is this? What is what's the image?
Blind person, people leading the blind man.
Oh yeah. So that, you know, ignorance is like not knowing. That symbolizes ignorance, okay, out of trailing. That symbolizes ignorance. We'll just stick with that. There's two different explanations. There's ignorance, blind person. Then the second one here. Chris, can you move this little bit, please, a little bit up there? Everybody got that? Okay, good. The second one, could you tell, like, if you can see the image, like, what is this? You can see?
Not really.
Should be somebody who's making the has a pot. And this is that symbolize actually karma. Karma or symbolize karma. So then can you move up a little bit up there? Up a little bit up. So that symbolize the monkey on the tree. Is monkey meditating? No. Monkey, they symbolize mind. Does that make sense? Symbolize mind. Yeah, always. This is contaminated consciousness, okay? Contaminated, not like uncontaminated consciousness. Sake of debate, you know, this is like contaminated consciousness. So now, a little bit go back to the here, like, no need to move, I'll explain the second links. Out of 12 links, ignore this, the second links here. The portal, you know, portal makes all kind of, how you say pot? Pot? What do you call pot? You know, some they make, you know, like high end pot, they made cheap pot, they made big pot, they made small pot, all kinds of different kinds of qualities, the size. Similarly, the karma, there's all kinds of, you know, like result is like heavier, lighter, bigger, longer, you know, better, all kinds of things. They symbolize that. Okay? Oh, yes, like that. So then the monkey, monkey, generally speaking, not able to sit still. Need to move all the time, jump all the time. And if it is sitting, then it's like picking up lice. Yeah, picking up something here, something there. A lot of activities, always doing something, scratching, or if not scratching, and picking up someone's hair, picking up something, if not picking, then, you know, jumping. So that's the mind, the uncontaminated consciousness. That's third link. So then, Chris, please, can you move a little bit up? So now, what is this?
Mm.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, there's the board now. They say, oh, this is very good. Benefit of technology. No, the board. Then, that's what Mingzu Shabanji. Mig digi leji pambe saji pumangala jis. These are aggregate, five aggregate. Feeling, Chugula, can you see the five aggregate in English there? Five aggregate, do you remember by heart? English. First one is Choa, then Dije means, what is it? Do anybody remember the second one, how to say it in English? Choa, Dije. This combination, then, consciousness, Pumbo Shini, Choa, Dije, Choa, Dije, feeling, discriminations, then, yeah, compositional factors, then consciousness, yeah. Four of those, yeah. Ongshi la, ongshi kata, ongshi nga la, chaju meba, ishi kona la, mingi gwane, shal gebe, mingi pumbo shi, jore, Dije li pambi, pumbo nga la, jesi, ten sowa dije, nama shi pumbo shi ni, ongshi nga la, chajimi ishi kona la, Mingi pumbo, seba chita deshin se. Teta suji pumbo ni domba minzu pumbo chincha las. And anyway, the bottom line, these are five aggregate. Tena pasina chine su, madi tenja pumbo na jade se, kuru midi pumbo su, tena chi tsuro ni parudun dure tu, minnam parudun dure tu, Minam Tushin, the Paralepata, said Dini, Tevachima, Doti, Passive, Lilin, Tesu, the Donegis, Lebosimanaja. So, for example, if people, the group of people standing this side of the river, so then in order to go to the other side of the river, so they depend on the boat to carry them on other side of the river. So then, all this, five aggregate is like that, you know, it's like boat. So that brings from as the Parsi Niji Chini so Mik Ma Che Liz Omo Mate on the Mate Tunji Pumono Jediza Parsi Ni Chini so Chi Parsi Ni Chini so whatever Minduji Pumbo Yava Samle Dove Tente Dove Mate Minduji Tente Shaji Pena Tenha suji pumbo nin donde minha mãe tem passe ne tenha do mik na che onde mate suji pumbo não jure tenha suji. So when somebody dies, so then after that, you know, there's like part of intermittent state. So then, you know, there's intermittent state, you know, then takes rebirth. Pasi ne chene so mikche na che onde mate se ne pumula jere sa. Pasi ne chene so mikna mate pumula jere. Teta kafu minzu ji pumula jere tamze. Teta wa mate minu ite shabu ya shabu samze. Teta minzu ji pumula jere ba tamze ndoye te zoba mate deche. So anyway, so now this is the symbolized for aggregate, which is the result. Out of six results, that's the first one. Tene kawada. Tene looks like house. The color doesn't matter. You know, the white, red doesn't matter. Sometimes you see red, sometimes you see white. Could be White House too. White House? Not the capital of White House. White House. Ombong of Tubula, Tumor Tula, Ocean, Nam, Matuka, the Joche, the because this house is empty. There's nobody there. This symbolizes as all the faculty has been developed, but there's no senses. All the faculties like house, but senses like beings that live in the house. Make sense? Huh? Does it make sense? Faculty, they are like house. House without people, faculty without consciousness, senses, the same, no? This is a Tongtong even though there's house to live in, but nobody's there yet. But eventually there will be, you know, since right now there's nobody there. There's one of the genius of the Miso Jinji Ngaham Ongbu Ngabu Tulaji. All the circle has been developed, but there's no consciousness, is not there, no? Because, you call Tongdong, so you better Tongdong, so make sense that one, okay? So one of the results, this year. So now then, so that's what link?
Five.
So now this one, here there's two people. So there's like two people touching their mouth. Here? There's like children. Still children? Chukupamasa, the boy and girl, watchabana, is not touching their lip. Oh, that is it. Tedagi watchabana, chuchabata, and the threshabana, it's just touching their lip, you know, they don't feel anything, just touching their lip. Oh. Or maybe they are like not mature enough to feel anything, just touching their lip, you know, touching their mouth, but not mature enough to feel anything. Oh. Tedagi watchabana, chungo cheba, tsande, tsove cheba, che nyong mitu jangza, ti zimbe, then eventually, not right away, eventually, you know, it leads to, you know, all kinds of feelings, so, not right away, Lu ong so, yu reja so, dang te de, lu she so, che shi, yuwan nam she so, diba tsande, kal diba tsande, che shi, yuwan nam she so, yu che wang nam she so, so now there's object, there's faculty, there's a senses, everything's been developed, but not, you know, fully developed. Kabla George, oh. Lu ong so, yu reja so, dang te de, lu je, so, che shin je. Yu an nam je, son, diba sam, kabla George, ten ni tuk mwache, teta ka wache, eventually, you know, then it kind of like leads to some form of pleasures, not right away. Rebati comes along, you want to do something, the search of a chin young major, till at the search of a chijipiwa, you are serious. And it symbolizes, eventually, it will increase the level of pleasures, not right away, increase, no? That moment is just touching their lips, but not like feeling anything, you know. So that means you see things, you know, you got faculties already been developed, the objects are already there, consciousness is already, senses are already there, but you just see, but you don't really feel anything. But eventually it will lead to, you know, feel, oh, no good, not attractive, no all, then all of them eventually will live there. Oh. Make sense? Oh, yeah. So now this is what links Chukila. 16 day, 7. So then the here can really see that somebody has arrow in the eye. Arrow in the eye. So that means now, you know, see here, you don't feel much, you know, but you are doing something, you don't feel much. But eventually it will lead to all kinds of feelings. So there now feelings very strong. Here, feelings very strong. You know, it's like, yeah, when somebody hits the arrows in your eye, you know, there's like tremendous pain. So this is not just, it's not gradually, it's right away, they're so strong. So now that here, feelings are so strong. So when somebody hits the arrow in your eye, so there's tremendous pain that you are not able to see any other things, you know, because of this excruciating pain that caused by arrow in your ear, or ears, or sorry, eye, you know, because you're not able to see anything. Similarly here, so what the cousin has a dedu tanyam karun ki nyuwa shit nyuwa che she is any feeling, whether it's like the positive, like the pleasure, unpleasure, neutral, all these feelings, you know, is going to be not going to be mild, it's going to be very, very strong. Here, you know, everything is going to be very strong, it's not going to be mild. So because of that, the feeling that has the intensity of the feelings, because of that, your mind is not able to focus on any other things, you know, any other things. Make sense? Oh, yeah. So that's number 7. So number 8, now number 8. That's number 8 because of, in the text it says, pain something, somebody experiences some kind of pain. Okay, pain something that shows some kind of like no strong feeling. Okay. So when somebody, when you have arrow in your eye, then immediately you are seeking some kind of relief from that. Immediately seeking relief from that pain is so strong. Then when you, there's another result here. So then you develop this strong desire to overcome from complications, you know. Not talking about the samsara, that's the good news. If you develop strong desire to overcome from samsara, that's the good news. But not complication within the samsara, all kind of complication, not getting long, you know, so not getting ice cream that you really want to eat, when you have no control over ice creams, so you really want to eat some sweets, so the parents control how, when you can eat, you know, no dessert, or maybe not dessert kale, dessert for kale or carrot, you know, so, and pushing to eat, like, so there's all this strong feeling developed there, okay? So, want to do something, want to go somewhere, all of that develop here. So, Kajita, this one? No, we are on number 8 yet. Okay, this is number 7, so we have to know. So now give us a word. Niva dijiji liji nivala, se dijiji tsova deva cheva na teta minava divi decha. Nunga cheva teta tandivi decha sam shenja telan jejo. Se vache. So now here, give us a word. Dina te nashe, pa mebe chivu changtunga na ngengkomla sol devshi ngumla meba yana tu nyabada chungu So there's here people enjoying crazy water. Huh? What's called crazy water, according to Lamrim, crazy water refers to the drinks, all the beverage, liquor, no, all that are the drinks on the intoxicant drink. So, see, the problem is not able to control. But itself, I think, is not really positive or negative. You know, not because there's a problem. It's like not having a control over. You know, so they get one sip, then they say, oh, maybe two sip, three sip. You know, then all kind of, then you know, like then become crazy. So that's why I call it crazy water. You choose this crazy water because you drink that, then you become crazy. If you just drink one sip, I don't think you become crazy. Crazy refers to drunk. Then all kind of things that you say, I have a lot of experience because of my mom's drinks, you know. So when she drinks, when she gets drunk, so that's you already become now. When you get drunk, then you become crazy. Then you say all kinds of things, do all kinds of things. When you're out of that state, then you don't remember, but then it bothers other people, you know, so then all kinds of things doesn't make nonsense things you say. You know. So then here people are drinking, you know. then there is seba decharge, then ngar cheji leji nipa, so the chisam cheji ngomba nipa, yaya pewa arteni, Then all, you know, people lose job, you know, then they lose interest, they don't take showers, then they sell things, you know, so then and all kind of things happen, you know, all kind of things. If you lose the control, if you become addicted to drink, so then, you know, if you overdrink, then, you know, not able to take care of children, so not able to take care of house, not able to take care of jobs, you know, then one after another, everything goes wrong. So, So, sepa, the number eight, what is it called?
Craving.
Craving for, you know, if you are enjoying something, then you crave, then you don't want to be separated from there. So if there's like some kind of like, how is the difficulties, then you want to be at aversion. Aversions. It's a form of attachment. Aversion is really want to be free from that, you know. Like say, that's aversions. The both, you know, one is don't want to be separated. One is definitely want to be separated. Both are form of attachments. So, see, so then you know, then it will lead to the, because of that craving, with that list, not having enough knowledge about impermanent, you know. So karma, then we feel like, okay, we should fix this, you know, fix that, you know. So at some point you can fix, because why there's reason, you know, we cannot fix. if all the causes, the conditions there is going to ripen, you know. So even like enlightened beings come right in from there, there's nothing much they can do. But the condition, we can move around the cause and the condition when they correspond, then, you know, it will ripen, you know. So then what you need understanding of karma. You need understanding of impermanence. So then those tools will help to let it go, you know. So let it go, not to crave, you know, not to cling, you know. So if you cling, then you are super glue, then hard to separate, you know. So then there are tools, understanding of impermanence, karma, emptiness, all this will help, you know, to not to cling, even though we crave, but not to cling. Not to cling very tightly, you know. So just to understand, everything will change. Everything will change. Nothing will last forever. Everything will change. Friendship change, interest change, idea change, clothes change, you know. Clothes change, design change, you know. Food change. Everything in the world change, you know. So when you look long time ago, the dress is like you, very, very big, huge, you know, just like takes like 3 people's space. So now just becomes smaller, so it doesn't take much place. No? So before, if somebody chases, you can hide under the... So now, you know, there's nowhere to hide under the dress. So then there's like craving. Craving, that's the number 8, okay, craving. Leads to all kinds of, you know, problems, leads to all kinds of problems. Not able to let it go, you're just stuck there, don't know how to get out of there, not able to let it go because there's no, don't like, there's no change. So then thinking it should be the same things, nothing's going to be the same, everything changed. So then therefore, you know, understanding of the impermanent is very, very critical, okay, beneficial.
Hi. I had a comment, actually, a question about this Geshe-la. I've heard, actually, Sanghi Sundup said one time, and I've been thinking about this, that all spiritual practice happens between feeling and craving, that when the pleasant feeling arises, that we can either notice the pleasant feeling, or we can be consumed by it and grasp onto something or feel attachment to it. And when an unpleasant feeling arises, we can either notice that and not be hooked by it, or we can feel aversion and, you know, negative mind, this minor aversion. And so, you know, the point I thought he was saying was, and I'm hearing you say it too, but in different words, is being aware of the feelings that arise without following attachment or aversion, but just noticing those feelings, seeing them as impermanent, and not following the negative minds that they ordinarily would trigger, is sort of like freedom.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense? Yeah. So, like, if we are going to be kidnapped by, you know, craving, we are going to be kidnapped by craving, so then there will be no much freedom. So we are kidnapped by craving. So there's 2 types of craving. Craving for something good and craving for to separate from, you know, something not good. So, Dr. Brown, you finish?
I was in the text it's saying whether or not ignorance is present with feelings. That's how it determines whether craving occurs. If feelings are present but no ignorance, craving will not arise. But when you have ignorance combined with feelings, then craving arises.
that craving is always caused by ignorance. Mm-hmm. Craving, mm-hmm. because always caused by ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say? Huh? What are you saying?
Yeah, he's reading from the
Lama. Oh. I was thinking that's similar to what Don is saying, that if we're aware and we're aware that ignorance is we don't let the ignorance make craving arise when we have feelings. We can have the feelings, but if we recognize that
feeling, we can stop unless we are dead. So we are going to have feeling, good feeling.
We can stop craving from arising, even though feelings are present, is what I think it's saying in the text, and kind of similar to what Don is saying.
The craving itself is the problem. Craving, but that's also different degrees of, craving. Say, late night, so wanted to eat something, but really don't need to eat something, but wanted to eat something, that's called craving, So then with the self-discipline, that craving can be stopped. Self-discipline, the craving can be stopped, craving for something sweet. Or then, knowledge about having a diabetes. Diabetes, as a knowledge about diabetes will help. In my case, I have knowledge, not good knowledge, but I have some kind of knowledge about diabetes because I live with diabetes. So then sometimes, you crave for sweet, then so most of the time you come up with an excuse to eat something. So this is not just craving, it's like the strong craving, it's not just craving, strong craving, sepa. Mm? So there's a cause, out of six cause, that's the first one. Out of six cause, first, second, third, this is the initial cause. So now 8, 9, 10, this is the cause, determines or nurtures the seeds. This out of that, there's three causes. The craving is the first one, Geba. And it's like, although maybe not much, so then people get confused. So that's like, because of the, because of the crazy water, you drink, then you do all kinds of crazy things. Similar craving, will lead to all kinds of crazy things, There's a base on the degrees of craving. So then, people lie, cheat, kill, sometimes, do all kinds of things because the craving is so strong, not enough wisdom, So, so did you experience, because if you think the craving can be controlled, any form of craving can be controlled, if you think clearly, can be controlled, or if you don't just think, then if you make a friend with a craving, so then number nine, so chinangi chen namba chaje chije tere deve mubo pangdo lende desha namba jeso chinangi chen namba shinja chije pisdo the craving it tremendously increase. So then because of that craving here, number eight, tremendous increase because of that, So then the basement is going to be full. The basement is eventually going to be full. Basement and attic. Not just basement, also attic too. Everything is going to be full. So then by the time when you're about to move, that's quite unexplainable. Complications, If you explain that third world country, I'm going through so much suffering because I have so much, people are not going to understand. But here people do understand. When you're about to move, you have so many things to pack, so then going through, this is the unexplainable suffering. So going through the sufferings or complications of having so much, So people that part of the world, they don't believe how you go through the complicated having so much, they think if you get so much, you'll be happy, So you are one step ahead one step ahead. Head, one step ahead. You know? So you, now you don't believe having so much makes you happy, you know. So then different here. There, you know, there part of the world, you don't move. There's no reason to move. Where you're born, you are going to probably die there. You don't move. Here, people move all the time because of job, all kinds of things. They're easy to sell a house, then move there, come back, buy, you know. It's all, everything's very convenient. There, everything's not convenient, you know, so not that easy. So anyway, so this eventually, you know, they hear the cravings increase tremendously. Then because of that, then, you know, get all kinds of things, you know, get all kinds of things. That's what it says, Kuba, number 9, okay? So that's what Chinangi Chunam la Chaji Chichiris. Now craving for external objects, you know, material things increase tremendously. The monkey on the fruit tree, grab one fruit, eating that fruit, at the same time grabbing another one. One is not finished, you know, just eating there, it's not complete, and grabbing another one. So they're not just there, they're not putting it. Do you see? All straw here, you know. So there's like, one is not finished, you are eating one, then grabbing another, second one, you know, like that. That is, you know, so that, you know, so now here, you see, in this country, yeah, you know, not like, not with the fruit, but, you know, so getting one thing, and next year, they make something new, you get that one, and another one, then again, next year, they can make something new, then you get that one, then, you know, there's like, very many things. So, last time when my teacher came, so I had to hide some of my shoes because I was embarrassed. I have so many shoes, but most of them old, you know. So I'm not. I never throw shoes in my life. I never throw any shoes. So I thought, you know, the shoes I should not throw them. You know, I just keep one, keep two, keep the people give me buy another one. So then. None of them are new, but you know, none of them are like completely wear out. So the first thing I did is I hide all my shoes. So then I think when he comes, then he say, "Why you need all the shoes?" So anyway, I still have. So then now slowly, so see, like if you're born in a poor country, then you are having a hard time to throw things out, you know, so you still kind of like hold on. Not necessarily that you are really attached to them, but you know, want to throw. Same time, you are not really using it. So anyway, so this, I want something like this. Oh, this is it. So not able to finish one, then grabbing the second one. Oh, because I want this. Now there's the number nine. So, Tilaje, for me, Nana never do what you Sumala. Number 9. Tivo Shindo Nama Saji, Chimanola, Nyovji, Tubaham, Lamagadaji, Dila, for me, Nana never do what you are Sumala, Pomotiva Jimotizotana. Sometimes dead, sometimes, you know, like, male and female engage into sexual activities. Sometimes another painting, you see male and female engage into sexual activities. There's another kind of drawing here that says mention here. Dila pumi ngana never juba tiwa sumbe pumo. Pumi ngana never juba pumo. Dila pumi ngana never juba tiwa sumbe pumo. Tijia chijimba tiwa dana te pumi utena uwache bata chibala so. Ndiawase bachi chibala tini pumi jima tuwucha tugu. Hugging, touching mouth, all of that, you know. So then, another painting, but no, this is like the monkey on the fruit tree, picking up the fruit, or grabbing another fruit before it finishes, first one. So then number 10, Nazi Niva Digi Legi, Namchila Sanji, Niva Kanga, Kang Jabala, Java Seba, the Guva Lemon Yan, Sutta, the The pregnant woman. So number 10 is existence, our own existence means birth, existence. So number 8 and number 9, what happened? The number 8, craving, do all kinds of things. Then number 9, the cravings tremendously increase, so not being satisfied. So then the result, results going to be take place there. Number 10, okay? Then is young is the devil, young is the channel team, young is the channel team, young is the channel team, young the pregnant woman, so God. Where? Here? Chris, can you move a little bit now down, please? Say, what is this?
It's birth.
Huh? This is one. No, this is one here.
Down.
Yeah, birth, you know, birth.
That's 11.
Huh?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, that's the one? The pregnant? Huh?
That's number 10, but I think the pregnant woman is number 11.
No, mother. Yeah. Pregnant woman is number 10. It looks like monk. I'm not sure. Anywhere here. No, this looks like emptiness. Emptiness of number 10. Yeah, so they hear it. Here, right here. Chris, here. Yeah, over there, this one. It is a pregnant woman. No? So now number 11. Number 11. Women giving birth. So now rebirth is already taking place. So that's the result, huh? Does it make sense? Oh yeah. So now number 12, last one. Pumbo means the Hindu Jew and Gawat and the Pumbo return to all the Shivas. Tinilla, Gajiti, the Pitensi, and Tinia, Changela, Mishiki, Delta, Shiroko, and Juan, but in the only Puna near. So now here, then you know, time is over. So now, Theater, God, Paragat, Parasam, God, the body, so not finished. So then all this happened, all kinds of things, all kinds of things, there's an end, you know. So then we die. Generally speaking, so here the old age with the gray hair on my dead. According to 12 links, many we burn. Second moment, aging is all started. It's not like started from after many, many years. So this completes now 12 links. Outer ring, all the 12 links, outer ring. Oh. Today is there one more Wednesday class? One more? Yeah. So then next Wednesday, so what do you think? So should I stop now? Oh, we have 15 more minutes. So I really want to explain this in details, So then people ask questions, they help. Huh? These are all the party happening, parties. within the samsara, all the parties going on. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Can you, Chris, can you move a little bit down?
Yes, just the bottom part.
Okay. Can the kids go move a little bit down? Today, how many is that? Again, can you please, Chris, can you move one more up there? Lift up, please, up. Yeah, please. Sorry, so up. So my light has no power to up. I'm working very hard to up. Can you go? Okay, David, so now, here, there's human realm. Human realm. So see, six realm, right? Six realm. Human, sa, mi, sama, is, nyawa, is, tulus, nyawa, tulus, nyawa, tukcha, no? Six realm. Out of six, hell realm, animal realm, the hungry god realm, human realm, god realm, demigod realm, six realm. David, six realm? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Human realm. No? Demigod realm, god realm. Yes. Like human realm, celestial realms. That's like demi celestial realm. Huh? Demi celestial realms, Demi what? Demi celestial realms. That's called Samayi. So then there's like animal realm. Animal realm, hell realm, hungry ghost realm. Hungry ghost, hell realm, animal realm, three lower realm, three upper realms. If you are wondering about the details of, so then you can read, Abhidharma Kosha, Treasure of Knowledge, chapter number three, there's a detailed information, or Lamrim books, there's a detailed explanation about the six realms in Lamrim books. Anything else? Then can you quiz, please? Sorry. Now I'm going like this. Yes or no? Can't tell. Yes or no? So please, down. Down all the way down. So this is here. Now this figure called Chidashinje. Yama. Sometimes they call Lord of Death, Yama. This is all part of the mind. It doesn't like, it's like physical. It's all part of the mind. It's not really, something physical. 되면 이제 then next Wednesday about order, reverse order, all of that, then how is the link Wheel of Life with the phone number to link. So you know, if the newcomer comes, if they ask, you can explain like that, but I think you don't probably know necessarily to, if somebody really wants to know the details, then you can explain based on the phone number truth. So you know, if somebody has some knowledge, then they can explain. Oh yeah. This year. So then I think like tonight I'm not going to be able to finish. So maybe one more Wednesday. I think it's important, okay. One more class on 12 next Wednesday, next coming Wednesday. This is the last one, or last one, yeah. So I'll explain with the four noble truth, then we are all going to be liberated from samsara. Next Wednesday, then no more samsara in Katamba Center, everybody's liberated. Oh, Chris, thank you very much. Wonderful. This is very convenient. No? Sandy, thank you very much for showing your the help, because my eyesight, you know, I can see this thing quite well. So,
Dedicate 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. No one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
So now, after studying the 12 links, so black side and white side, now then the result is white, result up, black result down, or lower result. So as I mentioned at the very beginning of the class, the purpose of studying this Wheel of Life is to, you know, motivate ourselves to use this precious human life, to really take advantage out of this precious human life, to move ourselves up, and all the way up. So, there's like upcoming Vajrasattva retreat, you know. And I requested Dr. Brown to lead, because Dr. Brown finished 3 months Vajrasattva retreat. So, and I highly recommend all of my friends to participate, not participate. So, and you know, we'll get, you know, it will be greatly benefited. So, as a Dharma friend, so I ask, you know, ask you to participate in some practice. Then you practice, then you get benefit. So then that makes me happy, you know. So when I practice some here and there, recite mantra, saying prayer, you know, it makes me happy. So similar, you know, so this is a unique opportunities, you know, to stop the door to lower realms instead of just worrying about them. So then why just not retreat? That 3 day retreat, you know, is a very, very good way to, you know, to close the door for the lower rebirth. And you just, but most of you remember, merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names purify each and every negative karma, if that's the case, and reciting 100 syllable mantra will definitely purify. Unfortunately, I have intended to lead the retreat, but unfortunately, you know, some unexpected, you know, expected things happened, so I'm not able to lead the retreat. People should not think, only like, you know, the monks and nuns should lead the retreat. That's not good, you know. So, of course, you know, because of having a vows, so if you lead the retreat, no, there's more beneficial because of the vows. That doesn't mean, you know, so the people should not go to listen to lay people, should not lead the retreat, not like that. So Dr. Brown is fully qualified to lead this retreat, you know. So in order to lead the retreat, first and foremost important thing is to complete retreat yourself. So which, you know, Dr. Brown did that long time ago. So, well educated, you know, about, you know, Buddhist teachings, you know, since the hippie time, Dr. Brown's, you know, has been exposed. Buddha Dharma, you know, like during the venerable hippie times. So long time ago, you know. So then receiving many teachings from Lama Yeshe, Chajan Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you know, and carrying some blessing to the lineage, you know. So I highly recommend you to participate, and Dr. Brown is going to lead this coming Saturday. What is that? So then I will participate mentally, so I will be very happy wherever I might be, so thinking, end of July, all my friends are doing retreat, so then I rejoice, you know, so then I dedicate all your merit. So then, you know, that's good, that's how you benefit. You taught me English, you taught me how to type, you know, how to read English, how to write, you know, how to use all the technology. So then I took it in my heart, and I put effort. So then I, you know, learned. So similar here, all my friends, I highly recommend you to participate in this retreat. Okay, so then maybe if this retreat went well, so then I think maybe every year, so we are going to have, you know, what is the retreat. So then it's good. So more practice as a group is good. So okay. If some of you are thinking, I'm not going because Gijila is not there, so then please don't think like that, no. It doesn't matter whether I'm there or not, doesn't matter. So please participate, okay? Thank you very much.